Welcome to Finish Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home.
Good evening, Jerusalem. I'm Daniel Jacobs.
And I'm Elizabeth Abrams.
Tonight, Roman citizens are divided on the controversial census issued by Caesar Augustus. Men across the empire are returning with wives and children in tow to their family towns. Economists are calling it a tragic waste of money and resources. While here in Jerusalem, Herod's spokesman calls it an economic boom for Israel's transportation and hospitality industry. We cross now live to our investigative reporter, Rebecca Isaac, with this exclusive report. Rebecca?
Thank you, Daniel. I'm standing in the main square of Bethlehem, where people are arriving in a steady stream. We are standing in front of the Roman census booth, where a long line is forming and soldiers are keeping order. Sir, how far have you traveled to fill out the Roman census forms?
I'm from Bethel, but we took our family vacation last week to make sure we got a hotel room.
Very smart thinking, sir. Ma'am, and you, how far have you come to fill out the census paperwork? Were you able to find a hotel room?
We live in Jerusalem, but my husband has lots of family here. We are staying with them. The highways were crowded. It was bumper to bumper once we got a mile outside Bethlehem.
Daniel, this lady is right. People keep pouring into Bethlehem. You can see them now. They look exhausted. Let's go talk to some of the new arrivals. Sir, how far have you come for the Roman census?
I've come all the way from Nazareth. It's been a rough trip, but God has been good.
Do you have a place to stay? Our latest poll shows that 7 out of 10 people are unable to find a hotel room. Ma'am, I'm sure with the baby on the way, you would like a place to stay.
I'm afraid we are one of the 7, Rebecca.
We tried 6 different inns. They're all full. Was it 6, Mary?
Yes, dear. Excuse me, I'm having a contraction.
Just relax, honey, and breathe. Don't forget to breathe.
There you are! I've been looking for this poor lady all day.
Oh, dear. Are you already in labor? Well, that contraction is over. Why are you looking for us?
Well, I said to Nathaniel, he's my husband. I says, Nathaniel, we need to help this couple find a place to sleep. This baby looks like it's about to greet the formal.
Don't worry. The Lord will provide a place for us. He's taking care of us every step of the way.
Oh, dear. You interrupted me. As I was saying, I asked Nathaniel if you could stay in our room for the night, and we could sleep in the maid's room.
But where would the maid sleep?
Oh, don't worry. She has family outside of town. But before Nathaniel could say yes and no, a centurion arrived and demanded our room.
Those Romans, they treat us like slaves. It's like we're back in Egypt. Those Romans. So now we've lost our room and are sleeping in the maid's room. My wife's still not happy.
Because she doesn't have a place to stay. And look at her. She's in labor.
Oh.
Can you sleep in the barn? It's filled with chickens and goats.
And a donkey. Don't forget about our donkey. And we won't mention our cow, or we would have to pay taxes on it. Most Jews can't afford to keep a cow, but we like cow's milk.
You're welcome to stay in our barn. At least you'll have a place to sleep.
Thank you. We'll take it.
It's great to know that this sweet couple has a place to stay. Well, Daniel, back to you.
Thank you, Rebecca. In other news, reports of coin clipping have surfaced in Rome. The Imperial Palace denies any part of this devaluation of Roman money, but it has affected stocks. The Dow Jones was down 20 points yesterday, and Roman economists predict it will drop even further. Everyone in the empire knows that coin clipping leads to higher prices, and that is not good news.
How right you are, Daniel. Israeli astronomers have discovered a new star in the sky. Unlike other stars, this one lights up during the day, too. It is the brightest star anyone can remember. Nehemiah's Used Donkeys is sponsoring a contest to name the new star. For more information, visit our website.
Here in Jerusalem, there's been a bit of excitement as King Herod has returned from his Caesarea palace with his entire entourage. Rumors are flying because one of his wives remained in Caesarea. People are remembering Mary Amne and her tragic death several years ago. Has another wife gone out of Herod's favor?
Well, Daniel, there's more about Herod. Word is that Herod is meeting with some astronomers from Persia. Is this a political meeting, or is Herod getting some advice on the economy? These guys are pretty wise. we have Jonathan Davidstein coming to us live from Herod's Palace in Jerusalem.
Thank you, Elizabeth. There is always something going on here in Jerusalem, and with Herod the Great on the throne, you never know what will happen next. I am here with our great king, Herod the Great. He has granted me an audience. Oh, Great One, thank you for answering a few questions today.
Anything for my precious Jewish people. I have shown my love in so many ways. Did you notice the beautiful temple I built out of my own money?
Wasn't there tax money involved in the building of the temple?
Just what do you mean by that, young man? It is a privilege to pay your taxes, and all the people in my kingdom pay them cheerfully.
Absolutely, sir.
And did I see you looking at my wife? I've even killed my sons, you know.
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. I didn't look at your wife.
So, you think my wife is ugly? This is a capital offense against your queen.
Sir, I just wanted to ask you about your meeting with the wise men from Persia. There are rumors of a new treaty.
What do you mean by that? Do you think there should be another king on the throne? How dare you? What do you mean about a king of the Jews born in Bethlehem? How dare you? I will kill you!
But sir, I know nothing about a king of the Jews. I just wanted to ask you a few questions about your beautiful palace.
I'm done talking. Get out of here before I kill you.
We are having some technical difficulties, and Jonathan needs to get to safety. Jonathan, are you safe?
Sorry about that, Elizabeth. I had to get out of there, but God be praised. I have run right into our visitors from Persia.
Well, Jonathan, let's take advantage of this divine appointment.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Sirs, I'm Jonathan Davidstein from Israel News. All of Jerusalem is talking about the wise men from Persia. Well, not really, everybody. My cousin is a maid in the palace, and she tipped me off. What brings you to visit Herod?
We are simply searching for the king of the Jews.
We saw his star.
We have been diligently studying the sacred writings since we saw it.
Are you saying that the star is a message?
Yes, it is the signal that the promised Messiah is here. He is the king of the Jews. We must bring him gifts and worship.
I have worked out a mathematical equation that pinpoints the location of the Messiah to within 4 city blocks.
Mathematics? It's always mathematics with you. I thought it best to ask King Herod himself. Kings always know where other kings live.
That turned out to be a very bad idea. My mathematical calculations suggest Bethlehem.
Let's not fight. We still have more traveling to do.
What did King Herod say when you asked him about the new Messiah?
He was very gracious. He said that when we found the Messiah, to come back and give him his location so he could worship him too. He seemed to be a nice man.
A nice man? He was a psycho. He does not want to worship the Messiah. He just doesn't want any competition.
It would be several miles out of our way to come back to Jerusalem anyway.
Well, we have to be off. We have a star to follow.
Well, Elizabeth, they seem to be in a hurry to follow a star. But I have to say they are lucky to have come out of Herod's palace alive talking about another king and all.
Thank you, Jonathan. Stay tuned for an update from Bethlehem after a word from our sponsor.
Powerline Productions wants to help you celebrate Christmas with your family in a God-honoring way. After all, it is His birthday. The Celebrate series includes such titles as Celebrate Our Christian Heroes Instead of Halloween, Celebrate Thanksgiving, as well as Christmas Unit Studies, Celebrate Christmas in Colonial America, and Celebrate Christmas with Cookies. If you're looking for a new family tradition, learn all about the Nolet and Curtis Christmas Eve festivities in Celebrate Christmas with a Traveling Dinner. Check out these titles and more at powerlineprod.com. That's powerlineprod.com. Powerline Productions. Being world changers, raising world changers.
You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network.
Welcome back. Daniel, there seems to be a lot of excitement going on today.
Speaking of excitement, we have more breaking news in Bethlehem. Let's cross back live to our investigative reporter, Rebecca Isaac, with this exclusive report.
Thank you, Daniel. I'm here live in a stable with the couple we met earlier. It seems that this poor lady delivered her baby in a stable behind a busy inn. Her husband is with her, and folks at home, it's a boy. Joseph, what was it like to deliver your own baby?
Well, Rebecca, it was a lot easier for me than for my wife, Mary. She did all the work. We're grateful to have a healthy, happy baby. Whoa! What is that?
As you can see, even though it's well past sundown, the sky is lighting up. The light is coming from just outside Jerusalem. Is that lightning?
It can't be lightning, Rebecca. It's not a flash of light. The sky over there just stays lit up.
Joseph, do you hear what I hear? Is that singing?
I do hear singing. It's beautiful. Do you see what I see? Are those shepherds carrying lambs?
You're right, Joseph. There are shepherds heading this way. Are they friends of yours?
I'm a carpenter. I don't really know any shepherds. I did have an uncle who was a tax collector.
Where is he?
Sir, who are you looking for?
The baby is supposed to be here. The baby the angels sang about. He'll bring us peace.
The baby is here. Lower your voice and wipe the dirt off your tunic.
Okay, I don't understand. Angels? Singing? Why do you want to find a baby?
The angels sent us. I have friends who are behind me. We want to see this baby that heaven sent to bring peace.
Rebecca? What's going on? Is everything okay?
Everything will be okay. Our baby is the promised Messiah. He's come to bring peace. He's come to save us. He is the light of the world.
I'm going in to see that baby.
Wow. Look at him. He is perfect.
Rebecca? Well, Elizabeth, our investigative reporter, is worshiping a baby. The big hairy shepherd is kneeling down too, right next to the manger. Elizabeth, what are your thoughts? Elizabeth? Elizabeth. Well, folks, Elizabeth is worshiping too. I don't really understand what's going on, but mark my words, this baby will change the world. Good night, and good news.
Merry Christmas.
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 Merry Christmas. From Finishwell Radio.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.